flash a light on and off?
Yeah, we still got them. They are lightning bugs. Uh-huh. Lightning bugs, what I call them.
How about those bugs that would be over water, and they just sort of, they have two sets of wings, and they kind of hover over water, and if they move, they move real fast, but they might just seem to stand still there for a while.
Well, let me see. I've a dog if I remember.
Some people say that wherever you see them, you can count on there being a snake there.
Maybe so.
You ever call them snake doctors?
Well, you got snake doctors, yeah. That's what they call them, Harry. Got plenty of them. They got two sets of wings, long legs, and they're about that long.
Uh-huh. And they stay over water.
Yeah, that's right.
Move.
Yeah.
How about different kinds of owls?
Well, now, we used to have a screech owl and a whooping owl. That's what we had down there, and still got them. Mm-hmm. Used to be, you could hear them all night just hollering at you. But all the trees, because there ain't no trees for them no more.
Mm-hmm. How about the birds that...
Peckerwoods?
Cut out a hole in the...
That's a peckerwood. Got a few of them.
Uh-huh.
Now Ruth's got, she's got a home over here in the Ozark Mountains in Hardy, Arkansas, on Spring River, and we got lots of them over there. But you don't see very many around here. These kids kill them all with these air rifles.
Oh.
Good targets, you know, got that red head.
Red head.
But there's plenty of them over yonder in the Ozarks.
Mm-hmm. How about little animals that might get after your chickens?
Minks? We got plenty of them.
Uh-huh. And did you ever call those varmints?
You got bobtail cats. Mm-hmm. They're bad too. And the minks, that's two that catches the rabbits and things like that.
Mm-hmm. You ever call all of them put together varmints or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, varmints, what you call them.
Uh-huh. That's all of them put together.
Yeah.
How about those animals that leave a bad smell if you scare them?
Polecats. We got them too.
Still got them?
Yeah.
Different kinds of squirrels?
Yeah, we got two kinds. We got a gray squirrel and a fox squirrel.
Did you ever have anything that looks like a squirrel, but he stays on the ground?
Yeah, groundhog. We haven't got him here, but we got him over in Ozark, so plenty of them.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they kind of look like a
squirrel.
Yeah. Different kinds of frogs that you remember?
Got two kinds. You got a bullfrog and a toad.
Mm-hmm. Anything that stays in trees and sings when it's supposed to rain?
Right.
You ever hear that?
You got them too, yeah. We call them down here tree frogs.
Tree frogs?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And how about hard-shelled?
You're talking about the...
Real hard-shelled.
Well, you're talking about turtle and a terrapin. We got them, plenty of them.
And the, which is which? The terrapin is...
The terrapin is not fit to eat, but that turtle, they get to be way 100 pounds or better.
That big?
Yeah.
And the terrapin stays on land most of the
time?
Yeah,
mostly, yeah.
And these creek beds, do you ever get a little thing that's got claws on? Some people eat them. Claws kind of pinch like a crawdad or crawfish?
Well, crawfish, yeah.
Call them crawfish?
Crawfish, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to learn something about the first house that you had. Over here, what was it like?
Well, the first house, you talking about nigger house or the house?
Yeah, your own place.
Well, it lived something like this. Pretty nice house.
Uh-huh.
We just had then, now this old man, I kept batch with him 9 years. But we had a nice home, his daddy left it to him. And his daddy owned this place, about 2,000 acres in Hollywood. During the Civil War, and he lost it during the Reconstruction days. And he tried to buy it back, but these boys come down and bought it and paid for it, take brother. And they had a house.